the Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win best food solutions, football, and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. PVC Supply. Your story matters.
Good evening. The headlines. Government signs MOU with Obrizam to advance AI-driven education. Antonio Mwanza says cost of living will not stabilize without structural reform. And in global news, Senegal divided over former President Macky Sall's candidacy for UN chief. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mwenza. The Ministry of Technology and Science has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with Obrizam, a technology company focused on personalizing education for learners through the use of artificial intelligence, AI. Speaking during the signing ceremony in Osaka today, Technology and Science Minister Felix Mutati said AI presents an important opportunity to strengthen education and skills development in the country. Mr. Mutati said the collaboration with Obrizam will allow governments to explore how emerging technologies can support more personalized learning experiences, provide educators with better insights, and help prepare students for the demands of a rapidly evolving digital economy. He says the initiative will first start as a pilot program between April and May this year and will be developed in consultation with educators and institutional stakeholders to ensure the technology complements existing teaching practices while enabling new approaches to learning, assessment, and...
So we're moving from the class concept. So it's a Mr. Teacher, how are you today? This time it will be, how are you, Clement? Good morning. And we are going to address the issues that affect you. So that the future student that we produce as a country will be much more relevant to answer to the difficulties and challenges that we face. So we have the foundation education, HHS delivered. We're now dealing with quality of delivery. We're now dealing with personalized education using the tools of artificial intelligence.
Meanwhile, Obrizam Chief Executive Officer Dr. Chiveza Adli said the company is pleased to introduce its adaptive learning technology into Zambia's classrooms and to work alongside teachers to improve learner outcomes. Dr. Adli said the combination of quality data collection and AI has the potential to transform the efficiency and effectiveness of the learning process for both educators and students.
So myself, Dr. Chiveza Adli, representing Rhythm coordinating with the Ministry on this exciting opportunity to investigate a pilot project together to transform education with secondary school learners and introduce the concept of responsible AI and see what it could do for the students and for the educators to really show them what data-driven education could mean in terms of improving the speed, efficiency of the great work that's already happening across the institutions here in Zambia.
Opposition Democratic Progressive Party, DPP President Antonio Mwanza, says the cost of living in Zambia will not stabilize simply by urging businesses to lower prices unless government implements strategic and structural measures to address high consumer costs. Mr. Mwanza has criticized remarks by UPND Deputy Secretary General Gertrude Emenda, who called for immediate price reductions following the appreciation of the kwacha and declining inflation, arguing that such calls fail to consider how markets and supply chains actually operate. He has advised government to focus on policies that address the root causes of rising food and commodity prices, which include increasing agricultural productivity, reducing transport and logistics costs, lowering fuel and electricity expenses, and and strengthening supply chain management. Mr. Mwanza says these interventions are essential to provide lasting relief for households, rather than relying on short-term measures that may be driven by political consideration.
The call by Madam Deputy Menda, Deputy Secretary General of the United Party for National Development, UPND, for businesses to immediately cut food prices simply because the price has strengthened and inflation has eased, reflects a very deep misunderstanding of how markets actually work. It is important to note that businesses bought most of the food on their shelves months ago when the price was weaker, fuel and transport costs were very high. Prices, therefore, cannot simply drop overnight. We believe that the cost of living crisis cannot be solved by simply issuing statements to business houses. It requires serious solutions. There is a need for governments to lower the cost of fuel, electricity, and also improve agricultural productivity.
United, Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia, UPPZ leader Charles Chanda, says his party will prioritize rural development if elected into office, with a plan to ensure every chiefdom has access to a properly staffed health facility and a school within walking distance. Mr. Chanda said the party's development strategy will be driven by the needs of rural communities rather than urban centers, which he believes have received the most attention from previous administrations. He said a recent meeting of the UPPZ Central Committee resolved to place rural communities at the center of the party's agenda, starting with closer engagement with the country's traditional rulers. Mr. Chanda noted that past governments focused heavily on urban development, leaving many rural areas behind in terms of basic services and infrastructure. He also criticized what he described as corrupt politics affecting various levels of government, adding that the UPPZ administration would ensure resources meant for rural development reach the intended beneficiaries.
At UPPZ, we have decided to ensure that we look at the rural developmental agenda. As we look at the rural developmental agenda, top on the list is our desire to ensure that we restore dignity to our chiefs.
President Hakainde Hichilema has conveyed condolences to the government and people of the Republic of Kenya following the devastating floods that have struck the Nairobi Central Business District, resulting in the loss of lives and destruction of property. The message of condolence was delivered on the President's behalf by Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Mulambo Hainde, to Kenya's Prime Cabinet Secretary and Cabinet Secretary for Foreign and Diaspora Affairs, Musalia Mudavadi, on the sidelines of the Commonwealth Foreign Affairs Ministers' meeting in the United Kingdom. Mr. Hainde expressed profound sadness at the tragic loss of lives and the immense suffering caused by the severe flooding that has affected parts of Nairobi following heavy rainfall. He also reaffirmed that the government of Zambia stands in solidarity with the government and people of Kenya during this difficult time, and expressed confidence in the resilience of the Kenyan people as they respond.